بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال نوح رب لا تذر على الأرض من الكافرين ديارا إنك إن تذرهم يضلوا عبادك ولا يلدوا إلا فاجرا كفارا. In the previous ayats, we read how Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam explained he made so much effort on his people, but that only increased them in the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And now further, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam also made dua to Allah ta'ala and said, وَقَالَ نُوحُ الرَّبِّ or كَهَا نُوحْنِ اَيْ رَبْ. And Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Allah and said, O my Allah, لا تذر على الأرض من الكافرين ديارا نہ چھوڑیو زمین پر منکروں کا ایک گھر بسنے والا. Do not leave on the surface of the earth even one house of the non-believers. In other words, destroy all the non-believers. And at that time, those people who had brought Iman on Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, which were only about 80 after an effort of 950 years, then Allah Ta'ala had commanded Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam to build the ark, the ship. And that was the first ship that was ever built, and it was done directly under the supervision of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala said, now you get onto the ship with all those who have believed. And here also, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam's son, Nuh alayhi salam invited him and told him also to get onto the ship. But he said, I'll get myself saved, I'll climb to the top of the mountain. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam said, today nobody can get saved but by the command of Allah and those who have brought Iman. In other words, family ties, blood ties, the very son of a Nabi, but he did not bring Iman, he was also not saved. And so Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam made dua that, O Allah, do not leave a single house, a single person who is a non-believer. Only those who believed, they were on the ark, and besides that, there were only the people of the offspring of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and those who did not believe. So Allah Ta'ala then sent the floods, and the floods, the whole world was overtaken in those floods. And every non-believer was destroyed in that flood. And the children, the offspring of those 80 people, they are the people who are still living, we all in the world. We are the offspring of those 80 people. On the one hand, we should also think, whose children are we? Those 80 people who had brought Iman, we are their offspring. So we should keep the name also alive accordingly and believe and make our actions accordingly also. Like everyone, we tell you, do you realize whose son are you? Who is your father? So our great-grandfathers are these people who had proper Iman and who were saved. And so, and further, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam said, إِنَّكَ إِن تَذَرْهُمْ يُضِلُّ عِبَادَكَ مُقَرَّرْ. اگر تو چھوڑ دے گا ان کو بہکائیں گے تیرے بندوں کو. There is no doubt, if you will spare one of these disbelievers, they will mislead the other people also. Therefore, they are such that there is no goodness within them. In the very crevices and in the depths of their heart is rejection and kufr. They are not going to bring Iman in any way. So do not spare one of these non-believers. Destroy all of them. وَلَا يَلِدُ إِلَّا فَاجِرًا كَفَّارًا. اور جو جنیں گے سو ڈھیت حق کا منکر. And if they will give birth only to those people who are also entrenched, who are fully in kufr and disobedience of Allah Ta'ala and in the open sinning of Allah Ta'ala. So do not spare any one of them whatsoever and destroy them all. So we can see a Nabi who made effort for 950 years, but how he was hurt and what du'as he made against his own people. So from here also we should take a lesson that we should respond to the call of Allah Ta'ala and correct our lives. And then when Allah's azab had come and that flood had come, and we can, with little bit of floods, man's mind does not work. the tsunami that came, what became the condition of people, the unsinkable Titanic, and those people who went mad, who had experienced, who went through that experience. Yeah, when Allah's floods came, so Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam turned to Allah Ta'ala in humbleness and begged for forgiveness also. Rabbi Firli, Ey Rabb, Mu'af kar mujko. Seeing that punishment of Allah, O Allah, forgive me, that whatever wrong I may have done, and especially in the position of being a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, whatever wrong I might have done, please forgive me. Wali walidayya, or mere maabaap ko, and my parents also. Wali man dakhla baytiya, or jo aaye mere ghar mein, and whoever enters into my house. Mufassirin have written, yeah, it's explained also, whoever will enter my ship also. These are the true believers, forgive them all. And with all this he put the condition, mu'mino walil mu'minina wal mu'minat, iman dar, those who have got iman. And also forgive all the believing men and believing women. And yeah, Mufassirin have written by extension, that all till the day of Qiyamah. May Allah include us in this dua. And it was at that time when he saw Allah's azab coming down. So how acceptable was that dua? May Allah include us in that, that Allah forgives all the believing men and women, and Allah keeps our iman intact. وَلَا تَزِلِ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا تَبَارَ اور گنہگاروں پر بردہ رکھ یہی برباد ہونا. And for the non-believers, those who don't believe in you, you gave them the existence, you give them everything, and they do not believe you, then do not increase to them, but in destruction. In other words, just destroy them even more and more. May Allah give us the reality of iman, to believe in Allah Ta'ala, and then to make our actions also accordingly, and let us be befitting for these du'as of this great, great Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. And that brings us to the end of Surah Nuh. And may Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala accept from us. And all praises are due to Allah for giving us this tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana.